J-Stay Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri here on this Saturday night, first day in March 1st, 2025, Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that is track and field, tennis, golf, basketball, and everything else in between. If it's your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in. Getting right on into it, the postcast of K-State men's basketball still down there. I said basketball? Yeah, I did. Basketball is tomorrow. Oh, by the way, women's basketball and men's basketball will be playing simultaneously at the same time. Yes, sir, same time, 3 o'clock. Of course, the K-State women's basketball team will be going, or just landing in Ames this afternoon, playing the regular season finale. The season finale against Iowa State, of course. K-State women's basketball got eliminated themselves from Big 12 championship contention, and the men's basketball team looking for some answers here, trying to get anything positive going here late in the season here, taking on the worst team in basketball. Literally, the Big 12, Colorado, in your own building tomorrow afternoon. So these games will be starting at 3, and we'll have the postcast going into the new week there on that. So that's the news there. Golf, of course, I believe they start tomorrow as well, if I'm not mistaken, as well. I know the women play right through Tuesday, while the K-State men's golf team plays to Monday there as well. Now, baseball, right? In Frisco, Texas there, after the heartbreaking loss to LSU last night, bounce back and just blows the doors off of Sam Houston earlier today by the count of 14-3 during the Frisco Classic earlier this afternoon. Of course, we got one more game tomorrow against, of course, our foes up there, up north in Nebraska. But from Coach Pete Hughes after the game, we got him a little quote here saying, quote, "It was good to come to the park today with a little energy, especially after yesterday's heartbreaking defeat." He goes on to say here, as well, from the manager of the K-State baseball team, quote, "It was a good team when we got to use a lot of players, which is crucial at this time of year, so you can build depth to your program. Our kids came to the park ready to win," end quote there as well. Yeah, K-State offense lit it up as they should have, today there. Took a little of the frustration on Sam Houston there in this baseball game. K-State wins it 14-3 over Sam Houston earlier today in Frisco, Texas, in game 2 of the Frisco Classic down there. Eddie Greer III postcast here on the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. How about the performance on the mound today as we take a look inside the box score here for this win, the fifth win for K-State baseball here in the early portion of the season here. Excuse me. Michael Oviedo gave K-State 5 solid innings in his ballgame, striking out 10 Sam Houston batters, 4 hits, 2 runs. Both of them were earned. And he also walked 3 as well. Also pitched for the Wildcats today, Dante Lewis. Pitched 2 solid innings. Did give up a run in this game, a hit. Walked 2, did strike out 2. Ty Rule pitched a perfect 9th inning with an additional strikeout as well in this baseball game as well. I'm looking at here, yeah, K-State was the designated away team in this ball game, and they got back-to-back home runs yet again for the second consecutive day in this Frisco Classic via Kylan Lotis, his first home run of the season for K-State, followed up from my guy Shantiro getting it done, his first of the season, and then of course Keegan O'Connor getting his first home run of the season there as well in this baseball game. This box score here, K-State, 4-run second inning, followed by another one in the fourth inning with one more in the fourth, 5 in the seventh, 5 in the seventh inning, 2 in the eighth, and 2 in the ninth. Yeah, K-State was moving him, shaking and baking in them later innings there. Wasn't necessary, but hey, you got to get some momentum, right? And especially with a pretty decent team in Nebraska tomorrow. You got to play them tomorrow afternoon for Sam Houston. They scored their first runs in the bottom of the third, followed by one not until the seventh inning, and that was it for Sam Houston. I believe that's the same Houston Tigers, if I'm not mistaken there. the Wildcats, right? 14 hits, 13 runs, 14 runs, 13 hits in an error. Sam Houston was just bad. 3 runs, 5 hits. Number of the night, 4 errors in this game for the Tigers. That's not going to cut it there. And the Wildcats were all over them here in the baseball game as K-State blows out Sam Houston in game 2 of the Frisco Classic 14-3. Eddie Greer postcast here on the Purple Project podcast. So much to get into here. Obviously, a lot going on. The K-State indoor track and field team got some podium hardware earlier today as well. We'll get to that as well here as we move along here into Saturday evening. This will come out later on, just after midnight. So same thing as last night, keeping the train moving here. Once y'all wake up for y'all Sunday here, y'all will have that first thing in your feed as well here. We got just a couple more minutes here on the podcast here. Take a look at the offense, if I can get it. 4K State here. Obviously, you have a 3-hit game. Colin Lotus and Sean Tarrow getting it done there. Of course, they had the back-to-back home runs in this ball game. Each of them, 3 hits apiece there. D. Kennedy added one himself in the third slot there as well. So the top of this order here at a 14 at-bats, you have 7 hits altogether. 7 of 14, 2 home runs in the game. I know Pete Hughes is messing around with the lineup a little bit early on the season. We're trying to get to know what he's going to do. Obviously, with the lineup change and all that other stuff, I would keep D. Kennedy somewhere in the 3-4 spot there. And then maybe, a little bit still play around with that top of the order. But right there, you have those guys, 7 of 14. That's .500 average right there as well in this ball game. Also, Maximus Martin from the bottom of the order, if he can get on base, that turns the lineup over quickly there. He was 2-for-4 in a game there as well. Another big game from Maximus Martin down here in, them down there in Frisco, Texas. They get it done there. And, of course, tomorrow, same time against Nebraska, looking to take 2 of 3 in the Frisco Classic tomorrow. They'll have their hands full against Nebraska there, but there's no reason that K-State, they have shown us in the last 5 games, K-State Nation, 5 games, that they can go and compete with anybody in the country, and they have really turned heads. Yes, we've been hearing it's supposed to be a rebuilding season. I get it, but hey, this team showing up and playing every day, and then I was a little worried coming into this game because, hey, you're coming off of what could have been an upset, really big upset in LSU there, number 2 team in the country there. You had your chances there. You blew it. You kind of wonder how they're going to show up. We know this about Pete Houston's teams now. After a heartbreaking loss, they don't play very well. But this team seems to respond when their back's against the wall or they doubted them, just like we did. Just what we did on the podcast, or I should say on the Podbean app, the last time me and Alex talked over there, we talked about that men's basketball team and kind of giving them, they're going to start off on the wrong foot. Well, this team has proven us, if they have not already, they can play with anybody in the country here. So, and Sam Houston, and they blew them out of the water this afternoon down in Frisco, Texas. So I'm looking forward to this matchup tomorrow afternoon with Nebraska down there. We'll see if K-State can roll with that momentum as they got 14 runs today in the dominant victory over Sam Houston. The Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily. We have a chance to record K-State content, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Google, Deezer, wherever you get your favorite K-State podcast. If you're not subscribed already, what are you doing? Make sure you do subscribe, especially your K-State fan living up here in the state of Missouri. You better get on that right now. There's a lot to cover, including women's basketball here, ending the regular season finale. Well, regular season finale is tomorrow afternoon in the course of Big 12 tournament happening up here next week for the women already. And the men, they only have like 2-3 games left. So K-State men's basketball, you got to get something positive headed in the right direction or something. But anyways, that's going to wrap things up with another postcast edition here in the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. K-State handles business against Sam Houston this afternoon, 14-3 in a showdown with former Big 12 foe Nebraska tomorrow afternoon. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Guests.